All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Richard Perry, 49, is on. Spoken 007 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Salty Gonads is on. Waterline 46 is on. D9597 is on. Praise Holler is on. Sheila K is on. Milwaukee James is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Aphrodites is on. Dave Souders is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Mobetta 01 is on. Joens is on. Todd Suff is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Kep Guy 1 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Danal 59 is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. DeMacho 106 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Gritterdom is on. Luann 5 is on. John Phillips is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. I lost my place there. Where am I at? I lost my spot. Oh, there we are. Mojave Jeep JT is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Horror Hotel is on. Newtland McGroin is on. McGroin Nation is on. Uncle Wally is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Biggie 92678 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Peg Jow is on. K4 VMS is on. Let me see here. Those Jesus people is on. DC 941 is on. Luigi Valentino is on. Tammy L. Margritter, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, is already ranted tonight, is on. Tim L. T-Bird's on. Bud Dave is on. C-Sub is on. Aaron's on. Let's see. Nate Dad 1 is on. Get Access Snow 444 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Sad to do it. Got to do another show. At least start off the show on drones. I hate doing the whole thing on drones. And there's a couple reasons why. First of all, it drifts into the whole UFO thing. And nobody really knows what any of those things are. And it's all pure conjecture. I don't like things that are conjecture. I'm an Edward Dowd kind of guy. I like statistics. Statistical data, you know, actual outcomes, actual evidence, things like that. I don't have any proof. Either way on UFOs, and by the way, it's just like Bigfoot, neither do you, and neither does anybody else. Nobody has any proof. So I just don't like it. Does anybody really know where these drones are coming from? No. But it is definitive that there are drones in the air. That is definitive. So I don't mind reporting on it, but I just hate that there's not a whole lot to say about it. And I just got done listening to Bongino right before I came here, and I agree with his viewpoint on it. Is no, the government knows who it is. And they know what's going on. They know who it is. They know whether it's them or somebody else. But of course, they're not going to tell us. And you have Karine Jean-Pierre, and she does the thing that you've heard me rant against, whether it was her or Jen Psaki, where they refer you to another governmental agency under the Biden administration. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because she referred everybody for more specific details on the drones to the FBI and the DHS, who won't give you any more specific details, but yet she refers them there as if they're the definitive authority. Is she not the White House spokesperson? Is she not the press secretary for the White House? Is not the FBI under the White House, Department of Homeland Security, sadly, under Alejandro Mayorkas? Isn't that all under the White House? So shouldn't she be able to answer the questions, considering that all of these various agencies operate under the auspices of the Biden administration? But yet she refers out the questions to the specific agencies that she herself runs. And I know that she doesn't run them, but she's the spokesperson for the person who runs them. And again, that would be like me saying, if you ask me a question about the worship team, me referring you to Aaron, I should know everything. I'm in charge of the worship team. I'm in charge of the person in charge of the worship team. So why you can't answer these questions is beyond me. But of course, it's probably a giant federal cover-up. But again, I don't know, which is why I hate actually reporting on these things. But you just have to, because it's a big deal. This has never happened before. And by the way, this isn't the only place that it's happening. It's happening in other places too. And the other thing is it just a giant psyop to get us distracted off of things that really matter, like Biden giving blanket pardons to whoever goes and pimps and whores themselves before Joe Biden? I mean, how long is it going to be till Christopher Wray gets his blanket pardon? Which, by the way, there is no historical precedent for blanket pardons. You get a pardon for a specific crime on a specific date, or specific crimes on specific dates, not blanket pardons from a date and time to 10 years further in a date and time. And what they're going to do is put these blanket pardons out there because what they're going to try to combat against is Mike Davis and the conspiracy against rights. That's a legitimate federal statute, conspiracy against rights, where basically you run roughshod over people's civil rights for your own personal reasons, aggrandizement, profit, whatever it may be, retribution, whatever it is, but you running over people's rights, their constitutionally guaranteed rights. It's called a conspiracy against rights. It's a federal statute. Christopher Wray is very much guilty of this, and I want everybody to know this, too. Really, it's kind of, I don't know how, what year over the last 5 years, 15 days to flatten the curve, but when it started, but I was never one to be like, treason this, treason that, arrest this, arrest that, because, I mean, again, I was a cop for 25 years, so I know what it means to make arrests. I know what it means to take people's freedoms away. I know what it means to send people to jail or prison. So I don't speak that lightly. But Christopher Wray, for certain, needs to go to federal prison for years, for absolute years. He has lied under oath, and he has participated in a conspiracy against rights when it has to do with Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, when it has to do with Donald Trump, when it has to do with Flynn was before him. That was Comey. Comey needs to be arrested for conspiracy against rights also. The raid on Mar-a-Lago in and of itself, the arrest, basically the arrests for the, you know, and all of them are technically, I mean, Donald Trump was arrested twice. He was arrested in New York. He was arrested in Atlanta. The rest of them were filed charges, but for all intents and purposes, he's arrested. So all basically the charges against Donald Trump were a conspiracy against rights. You don't charge a former president for the first time in history with being in unlawful possession of documents. You never do that. And you never raid his home. This has all gotten to be normal for all of us. That's why back in the day, I wouldn't say arrest the former FBI director. It's so hyperbolic. Arrest this, arrest that, treason this, treason that. But listen, as people with, was it Trump, derangement syndrome, TDS? People who have TDS, I have it the opposite way. Okay, now, you know what? They've opened Pandora's box. They've opened the reaping and sowing box. Whatever they've sown, they're going to reap. So Christopher Wray's resigning, or is about, he's technically resigned, but not giving everybody a date. So he's still the FBI director, and he's resigned, but he needs to be arrested. And listen, if it's not done, just so everybody knows, the next Democratic Party nominee for FBI director is going to arrest Republicans. If it's not done, we're going to be arrested ourselves. And I'm not saying to do it for that reason. I'm saying it because it's not that it's only happened one time. So you then go back and do it to them one time. They have now, over the last basically 10 years that Donald Trump, so he came down the escalator, what, in 15? So basically 10 years. Donald Trump has been on the political scene. It's been basically one giant conspiracy against his rights, and people that participate in that need to go to prison. It's the same thing when people perjure themselves to try to get Brett Kavanaugh not be confirmed, or going all the way back to Clarence Thomas, which is, you know, the statute of limitations probably elapsed and all that. But anyway, going all the way back to Hillary Clinton, everybody. It has to be done, or you and I are going to watch the people that we vote for and or ourselves be arrested by the people that we refuse to hold accountable. Christopher Wray must be held accountable for his criminal activities. He is a criminal, and he must be held accountable for it. Like, he doesn't look like a criminal because he's got the perfect parted hair. He's got his private FBI jet. And he manages to do Potomac two-step obfuscations every time he testifies before Congress, and is somewhat of a gifted speaker in a way, because he's able to sidestep every question. But he doesn't sidestep every question. He's also bold-faced lying. He's also committing perjury. So Fauci needs to be arrested. And then really, folks, I mean, I want everybody to think of it this way. If we see everything, and by we, I mean our elected officials. I mean the Trump administration. If Kash Patel goes in there and opens up the books about the collusion hoax, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Christopher Wray, because Christopher Wray was Comey's right-hand man, how Trump ever saw it right to appoint him as the FBI director. Trump doesn't do any of this crap anymore. He's not letting the FBI do background checks or vetting on any of his nominees for his administrative staff, for his cabinet positions. None. They're not allowed to. That's great. And he's paying for his own transition team. Smart move, because the FBI is thoroughly corrupt. But listen, if it's not done, just so you know, if you don't make them live by their own policies, live by their own prosecutions, live by their own persecution via prosecutions, they're going to do it again. Christopher Wray needs to be arrested. And no, here's the thing. Not made up charges, not where anybody has to lie. If it's not there, it's not there. If the elements of the crime are not there, fine. But if you see that it's there, if you're Cash Patel, and you see that it's there and you don't do it because you're afraid of the political repercussions, understand that the very next person running the FBI could be Lisa Monaco. The very next person running the FBI could be in any horrible Democrat that you could possibly name. Could be McCabe running it. They're going to do the exact same thing over and over again. They're going to raid J.D. Vance's house while he's in office. They'll probably raid the White House. Of course, they won't, because it wouldn't be. Yeah, no, I'd take that back, because obviously you wouldn't have that sort of FBI director in place. But when J.D. Vance leaves office in 8 years, 8 years after he takes office, they're going to raid his house. Unless we make them live by their own policies. But anyway, I could spend 30 minutes on that, which I just spent 10 on it. But anyway, all right, let's go to the first thing. Let's go to this drone stuff. You're like, Tom, you're unenthusiastic about the drones. I'll probably get somewhat enthusiastic, but all right, let's go to the first one. Jason Alban 007 video breaking. A fleet of UFOs has appeared over the U.S. This is all in New Jersey right now, dividing the nation into UFO-loving, and that's why I hate this, UFO-loving and UFO-denying groups. That's why I hate these stories. I really do, but you got to report it because it's happening. Play for me, Will.
There is some wild-looking crap in the skies. Holy piss. Hold on. I'm going to put my hat on backwards. I don't know what's going on. I hope these are in focus. Look at this. What the hell's going on here? Oh, please be picking this up. This is nuts. Look at that. God, I wish my neighbor was here right now. He comes out and watches for UFOs, but holy crap.
All right, big assignment for Aaron. Aaron, just side by side those, and if you can, rotate them through while I'm just talking on this real quick. The only thing that I'll say, and I've got a lot more. I've got a lot more information on it. We got New Jersey State Rep Brian Bergen here in a minute, walking out of a meeting. Got other stuff going on about we got the Pentagon statement on it. Got Congressman Jeff Drew's statement on it. Two Pentagon statements on it, which they're claiming they know absolutely nothing. Then we got the U.S. Air Force, their statement on it about what's going on, because this right here is happening in the UK also, over their air bases. Weird, isn't it? And again, what's happening? Nobody, either somebody knows is not saying it, or nobody knows. But I believe that the military knows, Pentagon knows. I believe that people do know. But I mean, again, though, even though I hate to report on these things, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. 56 years here. I mean, look at this. Over the skies in New Jersey. What the freak's going on here? I mean, and listen, I've also seen, I've had friends with drones. I mean, those are some high-dollar drones flying like that. Okay, I mean, they're not, just so everybody knows too, they're not violating any laws. You know, again, I would be like, shoot them down, all those different things. I mean, but they're not violating, which I did say last night, but when I thought about it, I'm like, they're not violating laws. This looks like War of the Worlds, like Will said. It's like War of the Worlds or Independence Day right here. I mean, what the freak is this? This is live. This is real. This is really what's happening. It's over the skies of New Jersey right here. That's happening right now. You have absolutely no idea what's going on. Nobody does. I think Jeff Van Drew may know because he got a classified briefing. I mean, again, who's ever seen this before? I've never seen anything like this. I know that they do those drone shows. Some of you have maybe seen those. But those are orchestrated drone shows where you go and you, like, you know, set up a chair and go look at it. I mean, this is the middle of the night coming from nowhere. Nobody knows. The deputy sheriff sitting on the beach, covered this last night, saw 50 of them coming in one night. Just saw 50 of them fly over his head. Individual ones coming from the black, pitch black ocean. You know, the air, not the water itself, but out and over the water. They came out from the pitch black over the water ocean area. It's flying into New Jersey. This is strange. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Rich McHugh video. Watch. NJ, New Jersey State Rep, Brian Bergen, walked out of a Homeland Security briefing. Leave it up to Alejandro Mayorkas to waste your time. Play it for me.
All right, so you're here today. You were just inside. You walked out. Why?
I walked out because it was worthless. It was the biggest amateur hour presentation I've ever seen about anything, okay? It was ridiculous. There were no answers. Every question that was asked by a member of the state legislature, great questions, no answers, no resolution. They don't know where the drones are coming from. They don't know who's doing it. They don't know why they're doing it, but they say there's no credible threat. It was annoying to be there. I drove 2 hours to be here today, spent an hour in there. I got to drive 2 hours back. The biggest waste of 5 hours in my entire life.
So why do you think they called this meeting?
I have no idea. Why would you call a meeting and tell people you don't know anything? I have no idea. And then when the legislators would ask questions, there were no answers. Here's the most frustrating part. The Colonel of State Police said that he had a helicopter of his flying over above one of these drones, a 6-foot drone or something. I can't remember exactly what he said. And he felt unsafe for his helicopter, so he just let it go. Just let it go. Where'd it go? Who knows? You know, didn't want to follow it because you didn't feel safe. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? I mean, honestly.
Do they have any idea where these drones are originating?
No, they don't. They would. Maybe if they followed that sucker to when it landed, they would know. But they don't. This is a complete lack of effort, in my opinion, on trying to figure this out.
So as we're watching this, we got a conversation going on with Will and Aaron and myself, but more between Will and Aaron, talking about technology. I mean, again, why can't people go up and take pictures of these things? And why has it not happened already? Why are we not seeing pictures of these things, up close pictures of them? And, you know, you could basically tell if they were ordered from Amazon or not. You could tell if they're military or not. If you go up, why have we not scrambled helicopters up to take pictures of these things? Why have we not scrambled helicopters up to follow them to wherever they're coming from? You get a Coast Guard helicopter, you can basically stay up in the air for 24 hours. One of those drones can't, and you can refuel in the air. You can sit there the whole time, follow it. Why does that not happen? Because when Will and I were going back and forth, and Will's like, just shoot one down. I'm like, you can't. They're not violating the law. Although we could probably create a way to do it. But I'm just saying, you know, you don't even have to do that. You can send, we have military drones.
UAVs.
I mean, remember, like, you know what? I could dispatch Aaron to go up there and do it right now. I go up there right now. I said, Aaron, here is a $5,000 budget that includes you flying back and forth. Buy what you need to buy and take pictures of whatever those are up there. As many pictures. And you would have it done in 24 hours or less.
Yeah.
Well, why is this not being done? I guess it's because we're dealing with a government. And it's just like there with the state rep Brian Bergen say that he walked out of the meeting with the DHS because it was such a, quote, amateur hour with no answers. Put on by Alejandro Mayorkas, once again, the most incompetent, evil little lawn dwarf that has ever existed, who likes to shop for underwear while Americans are being slaughtered. That's that. So it's just a giant waste of time. So again, why is nobody gone up there and taken pictures of? Because you get a close telephoto pick of these things. You have a couple, whether it's military or hire some private contractors, go up there and take some pictures of them. You can get right up close to that drone and see what name brand it is. Does it have a Chinese name on it? Does it have Iran? Because the rumor is Iranian, which I'm going to play for you in a minute, for Jeff Van Drew, New Jersey congressman. But you can have somebody come up and take a picture of it. Why has this not been done? It's done day after day after day after day because, I mean, here we are. If you're going to be a country that's $37 trillion in debt, you ought to at least be doing things in excellence. I mean, if we're going to be $37 trillion in debt, we ought to have answers in 1 hour. Because, by the way, even though they're not violating the law and they're not even violating airspace laws, not violating airspace height laws or anything else, or flight plan laws or anything else, they are flying very close to Donald Trump's residence and to a military base. But that tells you the military base is right there. So why is nobody scrambled a helicopter? Just go up and take pictures of the thing. Get a really good tech nerd marine infantryman, whatever it is. Go up there in a helicopter. Take a bunch of pictures of it. Well, and then put them out for the public. We'd all know what it was. Nobody's done it. Why has nobody done it? I mean, again, if you're going to be $37 trillion in debt, we ought to be getting great service for that $37 trillion, wouldn't you think? Well, this is the same government that allocated $8 billion to build electric car charging stations. And that was allocated in 2021. And so far, they've built seven. In four years, seven. And then I never can remember the dollar value, and that they're supposed to get high speed internet for everybody. I can't remember how many billions it was. It was tens of billions, or over 100 billion or 200 billion, whatever it was, that they allocated for everybody to get high speed internet. And they even beat their record for the electric car charging stations, because that was also, let's just say, 150 billion was allocated for it. Or no, it wasn't that high. Yeah, $40 billion. $40 billion was allocated so that everybody could get out in rural areas, everybody could get high speed cable. I live in a rural area. I never got any high-speed cable. Nothing. You know what I got? Starlink. But anyway, so they even beat the record. The high-speed cable atrocity beat the record of the electric car charging station atrocity, because that money, the $40 billion that was allocated for the high-speed cable, high-speed internet, that was allocated in 2021 also. And they've hooked up zero people. Zero. They haven't hooked up one person to high-speed internet. If I gave Aaron money, if I said, Aaron, here's $10,000, hook up as many people as you can to high-speed internet, it would be hundreds of people in 48 hours. And the federal government with 4 million employees can't hook up one person to the internet under a $40 billion budget? And that's no wonder why. It's no wonder. We don't have any pictures of these drones. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was just going to say, what's funny is they said with that $40 billion, they were going to connect everyone in America to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet. Yeah, everyone.
It worked out. It's like whenever the government's going to do something for everybody, it works out really well. This is like whenever, people. Yeah, when the government is, if I get to it tonight, which it's 9:30. I can't believe it's already 9:30. If I get to it, I'll show you. Whenever the government involves themselves in something, like you can get LASIK eye surgery very, very affordable. But anything, because it's not covered, it's not under Obamacare. So it's very affordable. Anything under Obamacare, like kidney dialysis, you're gonna go bankrupt. Anything the government's involved with is completely and totally useless. That's why it always needs to be privatized, so that people have motivations to do it. Why would you be motivated if you're gonna make your $75,000 a year as a government employee, no matter what you do? Why would you be motivated? It makes no sense, but I digress. All right, let's go to the next thing on the drones. Citizen Free Press video. Mysterious drones in U.S. launched by Iranian mothership, according to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Play it for me.
Well, here's the real deal, Harris. You know, I'm also on the Transportation Committee, on the Aviation Subcommittee, and I've gotten to know people. And from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off. I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government, because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down. whether it was some crazy hobbyist that we can't imagine, or whether it is Iran, and I think it very possibly could be, they should be shot down. We are not getting the full deal, and the military is on alert with this.
Look, you've given us some pretty dire information just here, and I want to make sure that our viewers are digesting this. Iran has the capability to pull up along our eastern seaboard and launch drones the size of an SUV into the skies of several states, particularly New Jersey, where we know the incoming president has a large home. Also in the same county or nearby where some of these drones in New Jersey have been seen. That capability exists. It's possible some of those drones are here. So I have two questions. How are they fueling them? They have to land somewhere. Drones don't fly forever. Why don't they close down the airspace? Yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it's the holidays. Shut it down. But if you start shooting things and you don't know how they're fueled, that's going to be mass explosions. This isn't like one spy balloon. Congressman, this is serious.
We've got to bring them down, and we've got to find a way to bring them down. I don't know exactly where they're landing, obviously. I have some information, and again, this isn't just Jeff Van Drew, let's get on Harris Faulkner's show and say something outrageous. I'm telling you the straight deal from very high-positioned individuals who are telling me this. And the bottom line is they're launching them. They are across the country. We don't even have anything like this.
No.
Our government and also certainly our hobbyists don't, so think about it. Not only do I have the information, but it's also common sense. We've got to get them down. We've got to determine how they function, what they do, make sure that we can get them, and you're right, in a safe way. When I say shoot them down, get them down any way that you can, but right now they're probably extracting information. This is a clear and present danger to the United States and to our president-elect, and it's a serious business.
And again, if you don't even want to shoot them down, just simply go up and take pictures of them and identify where they came from, or simply follow them back to who's ever charging them, because they're being charged at some point. So they're going to drop out of the sky, and all you need to do is put up helicopters and have fueling stations up in the sky and follow them. If you don't want to shoot them down, which, you know, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong necessarily shooting them down. Harrison Faulkner makes an idiotic statement right there. There's some sort of fueling. So what do you think? They're run by nuclear fusion? I mean, what do you think it is? It's electricity. I mean, that's what's running them. I mean, come on. I can't stand when people are dramatic. Jeff Van Drew is getting his information from, quote, a very high-ranking source/sources. All right, here's the Pentagon's response from Disclosed TV. Play for me, Will.
Jen. Sabrina, can you tell me what the Pentagon is doing to address this issue of drone sightings over New Jersey? It's near sensitive installations, the FBI is involved. What is the Pentagon doing?
Sure. So at this time, so aware of those drone sightings that have been reported, at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. We're going to continue to monitor what is happening, but, at no point were our installations threatened when this activity was occurring.
Can you rule out that these are American drones or U.S. military drones?
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
I'm just curious, then, how are 50 coming from the pitch black ocean darkness flying in? Who's launching them? Coming from where? Because they're coming from off the coast. What's out there? And it's amazing how definitive she is without being definitive. It's definitely not this, and it's definitely not that, but we don't know what it is. How can you? How do you? How do you for sure know what it isn't when you don't know what it is, or vice versa? How do you know what it isn't when you don't know what it is? How do you know what it is when you don't know what it isn't? I mean, come on. I mean, I guess if you're a spokesman for the Pentagon, you could say definitively that they are not United States drones from the military, I guess. But again, you see, what I've been saying on this podcast now for years is everything that you hear is a bold-faced lie. It's just like when the Iranians hacked into Kash Patel's emails. We honestly believe it was the Iranians. The Iranians were threatening Donald Trump's life. Does anybody believe it's the Iranians? That's just a new Russia, Russia, Russia. So it's, and by the way, when they make that assertion, it will track back to the Iranians using deep state / of course, CIA sources. So it can't ever be specifically connected to the CIA, connected to the deep state, connected to the Democratic Party. And there'll be some way that they'll be able to nefariously prove that it came from an Iranian source, but the Iranian source was set up by them in Iran. That's what it is. I mean, everything we're seeing is a lie. I mean, does anybody believe anything coming out of the Pentagon? And by the way, we'd all like to, because we're all pro-military soldier. I'm pro-individual infantryman and Marine and sailor, Coast Guard. I mean, I'm very much in favor of the individual. But the higher-ups at the Pentagon are some of the most corrupt people on the planet. I don't believe one thing that comes from that. By the way, everything that she said could be true. But they've proven themselves to be bold-faced liars. And really, even worse than that, well, there's nothing worse than that because it's part of being what I'm about to say. They're also a bunch of gross, sexual, deviant degenerates at the Pentagon, too. Making sure that you have in the Army General Orders Manual that the female soldier knows how to shower with a fully penis other female soldier. That's in the Army General Orders Manual right now. It's exposed by Matt Gaetz. Who I wish was our Attorney General. But anyway, truth poll video. It's not just happening in New Jersey. Play for me, Will.
The U.S. Air Force says unidentified drones have been spotted over 4 joint U.S. and U.K. military bases in England. The mysterious drones have repeatedly appeared for over a week now. Stephanie Bennett is live in London. So, Stephanie, this is pretty disturbing. What do we know about these drones?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Julie. I mean, the details are still very limited at this time. We do know that the sightings started last week on November 20th, and they have really ranged in size and style and also the amount that we've been seeing over that last week or so. Now, a senior British official confirmed to Fox that the UK has deployed about 60 troops, including counter-drone specialists, to help determine who is behind this and to help defend the air bases amid fears it's a potential coordinated operation. They're describing the incidents as unusual and say this is a serious set of circumstances. Take a look at this map. The bases are spread across England and are all used by U.S. Air Force. Now, the drones have been seen over RAF Fairford, Lakenheath, Mildenhall, and Feltwell. For now, civilian police, supported by the UK Ministry of Defense, have launched an investigation. And so far, we're told there has been no impact to residents or infrastructure, and they have not been identified as hostile. While a ministry of Defense spokesperson said, we take threats seriously and maintain robust measures at defense sites, but as of right now, it has not had any significant mission impact. At a Pentagon briefing, Fox's chief national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin asked whether the drones appear to be those of hobbyists or something more sinister and concerning.
Again, it would be premature to draw any conclusions. We've got to see what these are. I mean, it's entirely possible that it could be hobbyist or something else. We just got to look into it. So,
yeah, and for now, the U.S. Air Force says the investigation, of course, is still ongoing. And right now, all eyes are on the skies. Julie.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so either you have the Secretary of the Air Force or some high-ranking official from the Air Force, because I don't know for sure if that was Secretary of the Air Force, but a high-ranking Air Force official who, once again, says to us, it could be a hobbyist. Why have you not, Will shouted out, why do you not know? I mean, it's been days. You're the Secretary of the freaking Air Force, and you can't scramble a United States, what do you call them, Will? United States military drone?
UAV.
You what?
UAV.
UAV. Why can't you scramble a U.S. UAV, an Air Force UAV? Why can't you scramble 10, 20, 100 of them, go up there and take pictures of them all and identify them Aaron, what were you saying about if they were private?
Yeah, I mean, private drones have transponders on them, so you can identify whose it is. Yeah. So you can shut it down. The FAA can shut your drone down if they need to.
Well, there you go. Like, remember, that's what happened on J-13 in Butler, Pennsylvania. Thomas Crooks knew how to fly a drone, and the Secret Service didn't. That's a fact, by the way. The Secret Service had a drone. They didn't do the right whatever you have to do to fly it. Maybe you had to have like a Wi-Fi connection or do all these different things, like Dan Bongino says about the Secret Service all the time. Yesterday's technology today. But Thomas Crooks, goofy looking weirdo who is a nutrition assistant at a nursing home, was able to do it. And again, here we are again. Look at this. United States Air Force mystery drone seen over 4 US-UK bases. For days and days and days and days. How many days has it been now in New Jersey? Days that nobody can identify them? We have a military that uses hundreds of billions of dollars that has not passed an audit, their last 7 audits, and has lost $3 to $4 trillion. They have no idea where it is in the wind, and we can't put up a couple drones. Why don't they just order them on Amazon? Get a couple tech guys, lots of tech guys in the military, just order them and have them fly them up there and take pictures. Again, that would take all of 12 hours. Why has nobody done it? You know, is it because they're in on it? I don't know. Because, listen, folks, I don't want to blow anybody's ideology out of the water. But, you know, especially if you have like a flowery ideology about what the United States is. The United States is really a globalist state at this point. And Donald Trump can change it. And Donald Trump's going to try to change it. And Donald Trump was changing it. That's why they had to kick him out of office using COVID, using fraudulent elections. But anyway, because right now, we are part of a symbiote circle bleep, a global symbiote circle bleep. And our government can be working against the United States people. And I know that's very overgeneralized. And people that are watching, especially that are watching this podcast, of course our government works against us. But I mean on a global level. I mean, our government's useless. You know, of course, you look at North Carolina. You look at Tennessee, the Hurricane Helene. You know, totally useless. FEMA's useless. I get that. It works against us. But won't go to Trump houses, those things. FEMA won't respond to a house with a Trump sign in front of it. That's all, of course, documented fact. But I'm talking about literally in a cabal, in a partnership to destroy the sovereignty of the United States so the United States can become a globalist state. There are most of the people in D.C., 95% of which voted for Joe Biden, work on behalf of that global cabal to remove the sovereignty of the United States of America so that we become a globalist state. All right, that's all. That's it for drones for now. We got a couple of miscellaneous stories, and then I'm going to try to get to some econ stuff. All right, Kevin Dalton video. I just had to show you this because it's just interesting. As a matter of fact, no, we'll play it. We'll play it because I want to hear it. And then, Aaron, when we're done playing, just do it side by side while I yammer on and on about it. Kevin Dalton video. Gavin Newsom's. And by the way, this is 24, we covered this, billion-dollar homeless solution. He spent $24 billion. They have missing billions. They have no idea where they're at. Absolutely no idea. For their homeless solution, $24 billion, and all that's happened is their homeless rate has gone exponentially up as they spent more billions on it. And a lot of it's gone into the private coffers of people that were, you know, given that money. But anyway, Gavin Newsom's $24 billion homeless solution meets Gavin Newsom's $128 billion high-speed rail. Play for me. Way Gavin Newsom needs another $14 billion. It only runs now. It's supposed to run statewide, this high-speed rail. That's the high-speed rail system. You're like, where are the passenger cars? Nobody's ridden on it yet. It's 16 years in the making. A lot of federal funds have gone into it. A lot of state funds have gone into it. Gavin Newsom needs another $14 billion, allegedly, to complete it. even now they've had five CEOs over it. They haven't even, it's got, it runs from Bakersfield to Palmdale, California. Has anybody even heard of Palmdale? I didn't even hear of Bakersfield. Have you ever heard of it? That's where the high-speed rail runs from. And, it, and you're like, that's the high-speed rail. You're like, yeah, but there's no passenger cars. Yeah, there has been one passenger on the high-speed rail. It's been under construction for 16 years. I mean, the living embodiment of the federal government, even though it's not federal, is the California state government under a totalitarian dictator named Gavin Newsom, who likes to sound like he's not, but he actually is. That's who he is. He's an actual communist. But you look at this. So you have this. Gavin Newsom's $24 billion homeless budget meets his $128 billion high-speed rail budget, a rail system that is yet to carry one passenger. One. Look at the debris on top of the thing. What an absolute joke. Got to show you this next one. Inconvenient Truths by Jennifer Zhang video. This is so freaking weird. This is right out of the how did we end up with Chinese police stations in both the U.S. and Canada. You're like, Tom, that cannot be. It's absolutely freaking true. There was an operating Chinese police station in New York and Canada, at least one. And the FBI, I guess because they had to, it became exposed, so the FBI had to do something about it, even though the FBI is collaborating with them, I'm sure. But anyway, so now look at this. Can you believe this? Side by side that for me, just while you guys can't, so people know what I'm talking about. This is actual video. This is for real. Can you believe this? Can you believe this is a U.S. Navy recruiting office? You're like, this doesn't seem bad. It'll seem bad in a minute. In Alhambra, California.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to inform Will. Marines are still under the Navy.
Oh.
So I'm just letting them know. Sorry, Will. It's true. It's just true. Sorry, but it's true. Every recruiter here is Chinese. Tom, you're a racist. Call me whatever you want. How is it possible in the United States of America that you have a recruiting station where every recruiter is Chinese, as well as all the people coming into enlist are Chinese? Mm. The working language here is Chinese. The video was filmed by a Chinese language YouTuber and the U.S. Navy recruiter who took him there to film all this is EN2 Klang Wang. Shut up, Aaron. You're going to laugh right there.
America. Love it.
Ensign Quang Lang, whatever. But anyway, in the description box of this video on YouTube, which was uploaded on December 1st, 2024, 10 days ago, Quang Wang's contact information is provided. And what concerns me is that the first option listed is this WeChat ID. The telephone number of the office comes as a second choice, as all data on WeChat is controlled by the CCP. So the guy who actually created this video, his primary source of contact, his number one contact is his WeChat, which is controlled by the CCP. This at least gives the CCP access to personal data of all those who apply to join the U.S. Navy and who are admitted. Play for me, Will.
你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，你瞅一下那个，
37岁。那为什么就是想选择加入海军呢？
是一个，也是一种体验吧，跟一个更好的一个机会。
就人生经历和未来可能有更多的选择，
对，
对吧？那您是来美国几年了？
来美国应该有6年了。
6年的时间。
对。
OK， 祝您一切顺利啊！
谢谢。
您为什么要选择加入这个海军呢？
因为有这个机会吧。
Aaron, start it at the beginning again. Once we just go ahead and start it, because I have numerous comments. And Aaron, we actually go all the way back, start it at the very beginning. Well, okay, good. Now freeze it for a second, because I want your comments on it too, because you're seeing things. Will, you too. Everybody have your mics on, because, and we'll just do the best we can. Don't worry. I know I usually don't let you guys talk over me because it just irritates me, but talk over me now because I want everybody's observations here. Will, sorry, Will, is part of the Navy.
Men's department.
I know in the Marines, but still, Marines is under the Navy. Okay, so this is Will's. Notice that guy just walked in. Okay, I believe he has a Marines uniform on, doesn't he?
No.
Is that a Navy uniform?
Navy.
Oh, it was Navy? Okay. All right. So anyway, looks like I got that brown look on it from the top. But anyway, so, all right, run it, Aaron. Just turn the volume completely off.
Yeah.
Now, let's all make our observation here. Now, number one, and then free. All right, first of all, freeze right there. Why does everybody have a mask on? It is December 1st on this video, 2024. Why is everybody wearing a mask? But what is the medical reason for you to wear a mask? Somebody name that for me, for one thing. All right, go ahead.
Stop real quick right there. Chinese calendar.
What's the Chinese calendar doing in a United States military installation?
Okay.
Go. Oh, yeah, good to see you. No. Unbelievable. I mean, everyone's wearing a mask, except for the one guy. Gosh, that looks
Navy
like
Navy officer. That's
gosh,
why.
That is Navy officer, but it's just the brown. I've never seen the brown shirts with the dark pants. That's what threw me off. The Marines, I've seen that. And so everybody's wearing a mask. Every single person speaking Chinese. Aaron saw Chinese food.
Pause right there. Yep, Chinese food in the back, that little red box.
There you go. Chinese food in the back. So we got Chinese food in the back, Chinese calendar. Everybody's wearing a mask. Every naval officer or personnel in there, every naval officer and enlisted man working that post is Chinese. Everybody coming in to join the Navy is Chinese. Everybody's speaking Chinese. Everybody's eating Chinese. And the calendar's Chinese. And they're all wearing Chinese virus masks. What the heck is going on here? How can this even happen? Go, Aaron.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of that COVID testing facility in New York City where everybody was Chinese.
No.
You remember that?
That's right. Everybody coming in was Chinese. Everybody taking the test was Chinese. What is happening? Is the qualifications there? Everybody wearing those freaking masks. December 1st, 2024, wearing a mask. 5 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. Unbelievable. I mean, I just can't believe anybody would have so little integrity, so little self-respect, that you would put on the Fauci swastika, the globalist swastika, as your oath of allegiance to a lying globalist cabal. Unbelievable. I mean, really is unreal. But I mean, I just honestly, what in the world is happening here? Are all these people coming in through the southern border? Because we've shown you this before, that they find all sorts of Chinese IDs at the southern border, and then they come in, and they claim to be somebody that they're not. And who's going to, I mean, again, you just bring it back to me. Bring it back to me. I can't stop looking at the mask. I'm totally blown away by the mask. So all these people are coming through the southern border, getting rid of their IDs. They're getting rid of their IDs. How would anybody know who they are ever? Well, Tom, you can background investigate. How are you going to background somebody from China? How? I mean, does anybody ever think of these things? A lot of people have never worked at the in a practical way. I have, where I've dealt with people on the street who I can't identify. You can't identify Americans, let alone people who are ditching their IDs and coming through the southern border. And we know there's been at least 100,000 military age men from China crossing the southern border illegally. We know that. And basically, none of them have an ID. You saw the one guy that was 37 years old joining the Navy. What is going on? And how is this even allowed? How is this even allowed? Correct me if I'm wrong. Will, you can answer this question. Don't you have to be a United States citizen to join the Navy? I believe you do. I mean, I'm telling you definitively that's absolutely true. You do. Or you have to be a naturalized citizen. Whatever it is, you have to be a citizen of the United States to join the military. I know that the Democrats are trying to make that not the case, but right now that is the case. You have to be a United States citizen to join the military. Are any of these people have proof that they're United States citizens? Do they have proof of that? The second question is, again, this is from Inconvenient Truths from Jennifer Zhang. The second question is, why is this office staffed exclusively by Chinese individuals? The other day, I shared a video where a Chinese-American military member said that if the U.S. goes to war with China, he would quit the U.S. Army because he doesn't want to fight against China. That's who we're recruiting into the United States military right now? If all these Chinese people recruited through this office feel the same way, what will happen? And a worst-case scenario, what if some of them are recruited by the CCP as spies? Of course, that's already what's happening. I mean, we're letting 100,000, not 500, not 10, 100,000 that we know of, Chinese military-aged men cross the southern border illegally. Are they joining our military? All right, onward here. I'll stay on that. I had to show you. This is another one here. Just had to show it to you because it's just too much. This is why I'm praying, I'm hoping that somebody like Elon Musk, although I know it's Elon this, Elon that. Listen, if Elon's going to continue to be great, then I'm going to keep on with Elon do this, Elon do that. If Elon's going to keep being great, then why not Elon do it? I know Elon's already rescuing our astronauts and rescuing Russian astronauts. I know he's already doing that. I know he's already accomplished in 10 years what the federal government couldn't accomplish since 1960. I know that. But what we need Elon Musk to do also is to make the next Google. He needs to go ahead and we need to have an alternative parallel culture, parallel society, parallel economy. We need to have a different search engine. DuckDuckGo decided to go woke. They were great. Now they're basically the same as Google. They're better on privacy, but they're basically the same as Google. This is a Bonchi video. Google, what should we do for our Christmas ad? Here's what, this is Google's Christmas ad. See if you can spot the problem here. Play for me, Will.
Oh, so dry. This winter dryness is not it, especially when I have so many holiday looks to pull off. Thankfully, I know just the thing. And it's in stock nearby. Hydrated skin is a gift to everyone. No wrapping needed. Happy holidays to me.
One.
The voice always exposes who you are. I know you're dressed as a woman. You even have a 5 o'clock shadow that's coming out. So you don't even have the face of a woman. You're dressed like a woman. You can try to march around and have feminine, you know, feminine actions and feminine mannerisms, feminine mannerism. You can try to do all that. You can practice all you want. But the voice always tells us who you really are because there's nothing you can do about it. I just had to show you that because it's fun. That's Google. And of course, we all know about Google and their collaboration with Christopher Wray's FBI, their collaboration with the State Department to take our post down and to make searching for conservative media and conservative materials basically impossible. But I could spend 30 minutes on that and I'm not going to do it. Let me go to some econ stuff. RNC research video. Biden says it's his profound hope. What's his profound hope? Play for me, Will.
Next month, my administration will end and a new administration will begin. Most economists agree the new administration is going to inherit a fairly strong economy, at least at the moment. An economy going through fundamental transformation that's laid out a stronger foundation and a sustainable, broad-based, highly productive growth. And it's my profound hope that the new administration will preserve and build on this progress.
A fairly strong economy, he says. A fairly strong economy. Is any of that actually true? No, what they do is, of course, is manufacture numbers. As we illustrated before, back in September of this year, their job numbers come out, and they were only off, and this is just for the year, the fiscal year of 2024, which is October of 2023, all the way to October of 2024. The amount of jobs that they say that they produced, they said that it was 1 million jobs that they had produced. I'm making the numbers simplistic. It was right at 1 million, maybe a little over 1 million. Only problem was that Biden was off by 830,000 jobs. So they actually produced about 170,000 jobs in a year. But they claimed to have actually produced 1 million jobs. And they were off by eight. They keep on, of course, they come out with their jobs numbers, and then as the months go by, they get adjusted down, and nobody pays attention to any of that except for losers like me. They come out all the time, 200,000 jobs were created in the month of July. And then you find out in the month of August that the 200,000 was actually lowered to 63,000. And then you find out that the 63,000 jobs were all government jobs. So here's Peter St. Ange. Let's look into Biden's fairly strong economy that Donald Trump is actually inheriting. Just remember that Joe Biden himself, in 3 years and 10 months, has added $12 trillion to the debt. $12 trillion. Obama in 8 years was $11 trillion. Bush in 8 years was $9 trillion. Donald Trump in his 4 years was about $4.5 to $5 trillion. And that was all because of COVID. It never should happen, but I'm saying it was because of COVID. The spending was because of COVID. There's no need to spend it, but it was spent on COVID. But it was never actually spent on COVID. But I don't have time to get into that right now. So Peter St. Ange video, media cheers, 227,000 job surge in jobs, even as the same agency reports 355,000 fewer people actually have jobs. Did ever hear that? Media cheer surge. This is Bidenomics. Fairly strong economy, which means exactly the inverted truth, which means it's a wretchedly horrible economy. Media cheers 227,000 surge in jobs, even as the same agency reports that actually 355,000 fewer people actually have jobs. How does that work, Tom? Peter St. Ange will explain it to us. Play for me, Will.
New jobs numbers are out, and hilariously, payrolls jumped 227,000, yet persons employed dropped 355,000. Are they just making it up? The numbers are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who, thanks to the power of imagination, reports that jobs are booming, yet the unemployment rate is worse, rising to 4.2% unemployment. It's actually 7.3%, using the wider U6 unemployment number that media only reports when the president is Republican. So how does payroll soar but unemployment get worse? Because the other job survey the BLS uses says the number of employed people actually plunged by 355,000 last month. So jobs went up 227, people employed went down 355. Now, it's worth noting, plus 227 in a month is a job boom for the ages. Minus 355 is a depression. Which is it? Who knows? Keep in mind, this is the same agency reporting both numbers, and this report was widely touted as a critical guide for the Fed, who is also kind of left with who knows. Now, regular people might wonder, how could they be so far off? And the short answer is government numbers on everything from jobs to inflation to growth contain an entire library of statistical assumptions, models, and survey techniques to creatively extrapolate. Now, the gaps should tell them that their models are currently garbage, but of course, those assumptions are extremely useful to agencies who can torture the numbers to say anything they want. This is particularly useful when your budget is up and you need to show you're a team player or not a team player if the president is named Donald Trump. In other words, follow the money. When the president is somebody the bureaucrats like, say a Democrat, assume the worst. And when the president is somebody the bureaucrats are trying to hurt, assume that's what's driving it. So with that, what else was hiding in the jobs report? Beyond the 355 plunge in persons employed, Zero Hedge reports the number of long-term unemployed is stuck at 1.7 million. That's up nearly 50% on the year. Labor force participation, which is the percent of people working or in school, is also stuck, down 2 million since pre-COVID, down 4 million from the Trump 1.0 trend, and down 9 million since the 2008 crisis and the ensuing Obama miracle. And suddenly, BLS reports that 5.5 million people out of the labor force actually want a job, but they're not counted as unemployed because they're not actively looking. That's interesting because there are more than 5.5 million illegals hogging up low-skilled jobs and keeping them at minimum wage. Seems like a pretty simple fix. Speaking of illegals, that was one bright spot in the jobs reports, a tumble in illegal immigrant workers, perhaps because hundreds of thousands are preparing to self-deport, or at least they're going to ground. If it is self-deportation, we are due to see a surge in wages for low-skilled Americans who no longer have to compete for minimum wage. We're already seeing green shoots as real hourly earnings stopped falling last month, breaking a 2.5-year downward trend. Keep it up and blue collars might actually be able to support a family on a factory job. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Jobs was supposed to give the Fed guidance with inflation rising again. Goldman called it, quote, the most important remaining macro report of 2024. Sadly, what they got from our finest federal statisticians was maybe plus a bunch, maybe minus a bunch. And so the Fed is left once again with no idea what's happening, a blindfold elephant in the China shop with regular Americans dodging the fallout. Okay, what was he watching? See you next time.
And considering it to be a positive thing that you gain 227,000 jobs, but lose 355,000 jobs and don't report the second part. That is our federal government. Everything is inverted. Basically, unemployment, the permanently unemployed 1.7 million, is up 50%. And just remember how all of this works, too, is if you have, for very simplistic arithmetic, you have 100,000 people looking for a job, and 50,000 people stop looking and give up. That's labor participation rate. This is all to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. 50,000 people stop looking. The government will then claim that unemployment has been cut in half. Even though there's the exact same people, same amount of people are unemployed. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
There it is. That's how the government works. That's how they lie to you every day. All right, let's go to the next one. Elon Musk tweet. This is awesome. Donald Trump stepping it up here. Bullish on America. Doge designer tweet. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including, but in no way limited to, all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock. That's what the kind of action that needs to be taken. Go to the next one for me, Will. Dr. C video. This is the one I was talking about earlier. I can't believe I made it to it. It's awesome that I did. Glad that I did. Listen to this, because this is a great analogy on governmental intervention into the economy. Play it for me, Will.
You can get a plumber to your house in the middle of the night within an hour. But if you go to the ER, you could wait 6 hours. Why? The federal government never tried to make plumbing affordable and accessible. You can buy an 85-inch television for $1,000, but a dialysis machine costs $30,000. Why? The federal government never tried to make televisions affordable and accessible. You can get LASIK surgery done for $1,500 because it's not covered by Medicare or Medicaid, because it's elective. But if you get a major surgery, it could cost you $100,000. Why? The federal government never tried to make LASIK affordable and accessible. Socialism is killing every industry it touches.
And it is a blanket, wrong, even at times, immoral mindset. The government is going to take care of me. Americans need to come out from among it. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among that and be separate. We need to start thinking in terms of, I'll pay for my own medical care through health savings accounts. And we need to be transitioning off of the socialized system, which provides a whole lot less care and rationing of care, and transitioning into a capitalist system where it benefits companies to give great health care. Right now, everything is backstopped by Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare and subsidized insurance. So nobody cares. Nobody cares, because basically it's all socialism. Nobody cares. And you end up with people whose jobs are to make sure that you don't get an insurance payout, to make sure that you don't get a surgery you're supposed to have, because they will make money off of you not getting insurance. I mean, if you're not getting money, insurance money, to pay for medical procedures. They put adjusters in place so that you have to go through an adjuster to get an insurance, to get a insurance paid for procedure. And the adjuster gets raises and gets promotions, and I'm sure gets extra money by denying service and denying money for medical care. I mean, Obama basically said it out loud. He basically was going to, he refused to acknowledge what it was, but Obama's putting together death panels. Wouldn't you rather, you know, if you're 90 years old, just, you know, instead of getting that medical procedure that could buy you a couple more years, that we just put you on some good drugs until you die. That's what Obama said. And that is governmental health care. And there's a lot more layers to it than that, but I don't have time to get into that. All right, leading report video. Breaking, Secretary of State Antony Blinken admits the Taliban has received U.S. tax dollars. Didn't we leave Afghanistan? Didn't we leave Afghanistan? Correct me wrong, 2022, almost 2.5 years ago. But we're still sending U.S. tax dollars to the Taliban. Play for me, Will.
Friend legend, an Afghan-American and former U.S. Army non-commissioned officers traveled to Afghanistan after the collapse and reports that the Taliban has been benefiting from U.S. cash shipments sent to the Afghan Central Bank. This is American funds. And that was sanctioned, and that sanctioned terrorists are diverting U.S. aid meant for the Afghan people. Why are we giving the Taliban millions in taxpayers' dollars while they held Americans hostage and are killing the Afghan people? And in my opinion, sir, they will hate us for free. We don't need to give them money.
We're not giving the Taliban anything. As I discussed with Congressman Mast, we are providing money, as many other countries are, to UN agencies, NGOs, to help the Afghan people.
And these agencies are funding the Taliban. Reports are saying between 40 and 80 million U.S. tax dollars are given to the Taliban every dadgum week. I mean, is that acceptable?
According to the report that I read and that the Congressman referred to, the SIGARS report, of the approximately $8 billion that the international community, including the United States, has dedicated to Afghanistan, about $10 million of that is 0.1%, has no doubt gotten to the Taliban in terms of
I don't care if it's a penny. I mean, for you to sit up here and admit that our enemies, I mean, these people swear to hate Christians and Jews, and that takes care of about everybody in this dadgum room, and we're sending them, I don't care if it's 1%, and you can, but let me tell you, $10 million is a hell of a lot of money, the people I represent.
So $8 billion is still going to the Taliban. This is a Bagram Air Force Base. Remember glorious Bagram Air Force Base that Donald Trump wasn't going to surrender because it's 400 miles from the Chinese border and Bagram Air Force Base is unconquerable. You can't conquer it. Nobody can. You cannot take Bagram Air Force Base. Once you own it, you own it. It's basically impossible to get to, but it has great strategic value. And we would still be in Bagram right now if Donald Trump was president. That's gone. And we surrendered all, remember the $82 to $86 billion worth of American high-tech military equipment that was surrendered to the Taliban? This is all on purpose. And I don't have time to get into this because I want to talk about specifics here. But this is all because Xi Jinping hovers extortion over Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden, with Hunter Biden, 2014, received over $1 billion from CCP-controlled banks for Hunter Biden's bank consultancy fees. When they flew over there together on Air Force Two in 2014. Pull it up. It's absolutely true. So $8 billion is still going to the Taliban. Anybody know that? That would be akin to us sending $8 billion to Stalinist Russia, to Hitler's Germany, to Maduro's Venezuela, to Mussolini's Italy, to Mao's China, Kim Jong-un's North Korea. We spent $8 billion sending that to North Korea. Why are we sending it to our enemies in Afghanistan? Afghanistan, their army is named the exact same name as the Chinese army, the People's Liberation Army. And we're sending them $8 billion. What's China send Afghanistan? We know that China now occupies Bagram Air Force Base. It's just like we're sending tens of millions to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's as if you're purposely committing treason. But Antony Blinken, again, we are ruled by either women pretending to be men or effeminate men, like Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken says, no, we're not sending any money to the Taliban. It's just like, remember, none of the money that we're giving to Iran, the $60 billion that Joe Biden has sent to Iran in the last 3 years and 10 months. But all of that was for humanitarian aid. How do you control the funds once it's inside of the country of Iran? And even if you could, aren't all funds fungible? So once again, if you send them $80 billion, you send them $80 billion for humanitarian aid. Well, then they don't have to do humanitarian aid under their budget. so they can reallocate their humanitarian aid finances to the military. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you have, let's say Iran has a $160 billion budget. No, let's make it so it's half and half. A $120 billion budget. And you send them $60 billion. Now they have $60 billion more to spend in the military, but we won't allow them to spend in the military. Yeah, well, now they're going to use the money that they were going to use to feed people, because now they don't have to use that anymore because it's for humanitarian aid, to fund their military and their nuclear weapons program, because all funds is fungible. But this idiot, Antony Blinken, the stupid idiot, this effeminate man who rules over us, is not supposed to, but that's how the establishment, that's how the global cabal, that's how the DC cesspool works, is they have made themselves on high. They've made themselves rulers. He says, no, we're not giving any money to the Taliban. Out of the $8 billion that the United States, I wonder what our percentage is, and other governments around the world give to Afghanistan, if you're giving it to Afghanistan, then you're giving it to the Taliban because the Taliban rules Afghanistan. If you give $8 billion to China, you're giving it to Xi Jinping because the CCP and the PLA runs China. There is no delineation. But he says they're going to NGOs. There's another glorious thing. I wonder how much of that gets funneled back in the endless circle bleep symbiote back to the Democrats after they fund NGOs inside of Afghanistan, just like they fund the NGOs at the Darien Gap, mainly under Catholic and Jewish charities. 40 to 80 billion. You're going to love this, Will. Somebody who fought, I know you fought in Iraq, but somebody who fought in these foreign wars. 40 to 80 million a week of that 8 billion goes directly to the Taliban a week. And Antony Blinken has the audacity to say, oh man, of what we've seen, only 10 million has gotten to them. Imagine that. That's the people actually running our country. All right, let's go to this one. Wall Street Apes video. Oh, let me skip one. Did I skip? Oh, I'm sorry. You guys are right. Go to Greg Stube. Yeah, I want to go over this. This is good. We signed another NDA today, just so everybody knows. NDAA, just so everybody knows. Aren't you glad that NDA is National Defense Authorization Act. So that we're funding the military. Why would we pass, and then we have to ask this question, why are we passing a $1 trillion budget item right now? Why? Because most Republicans are actually Democrats. Why would we do that when we have all the power? We have all, you're like, no, we don't have all the power until January 20th. No. We run the Congress. You can't pass an NDAA if you don't have the Congress. Why are we doing it? Because most Republicans are actually working for the Democratic Party. They're actually setting Trump up to fail by putting this NDAA in place. Why would we pass a Democrat-supported NDAA, which, by the way, did pass? It passed. When a Republican Senate will be sworn in just 22 days, why would we bind Pete Hegseth on a Biden abortion travel policy where you and I pay for our soldiers to travel overseas and to travel to other states to get abortions? That's part of this National Defense Authorization Act for over $1 trillion. When the Pentagon has not passed an audit in their last 7 audits, why would we bind Pete Hegseth on a Biden abortion travel policy through the DOD for the entire next year? Why would we hamstring the next administration for a year with leftist DEI policies? Because either a Republican is a Democrat or they're a spineless little worm who's afraid to be called names. Republicans are about to have control of the House, Senate, and White House. Why should we act like it? I mean, why we should act like it? No Christmas gifts for Democrats. The NDAA is missing provisions to prohibit enforcement of the DOD's abortion travel guidance and affirmative action at U.S. service academies. Reinstate service members discharged for refusing the COVID-19. None of this is included. And the Republicans just passed it? It has to be passed by Republicans because we own the House. Why would Republicans vote for things that are antithetical to their platform? Because they're not Republicans, and they must be primaried and voted out. Everybody who's not MAGA, out. Everybody, and by the way, don't even have to be MAGA. You're not even a legitimate conservative. Rollback is also not included. Rollback the Biden administration's directive on injecting climate change requirements into contracts. I thought all you conservatives didn't believe that climate change was an existential threat to humanity, but yet you just voted as if it was. Go to the next one for me. Here are the 16 from Grace John. The 16. It's only 16 Republicans voted against it. Only 16 Republicans voted against this out of 214. Biggs, Burchett, these are the people. These are legitimate conservatives. Is this all there is, Tom? Pretty much. Pretty much. The rest, everybody else, is like Joni Ernst. I know she's a senator. Leave this up. Most of them are like Joni Ernst. They only vote conservative when they're cornered, when they absolutely have to. Does that make, are you a conservative when you only vote conservative when you absolutely have to? Because if you don't, you won't get elected. No, you're actually the opposite. That's why your liberty score is a D-. Goes our Green, Griffith, Perry, Norman, Thomas Massey, Harry Hangelman, Rosendale, Chip Roy, Self, Alt, Stubbe, the ones that you'd expect every time. Let me show you this last thing here. Wall Street Apes video. U.S. Navy Admiral accused of directing lucrative government training contract to a private company that promised him $500,000 of annual stock. Play for me, Will.
A retired four-star admiral who was once the number two officer in the U.S. Navy has been arrested on bribery charges. Admiral Robert Burke is accused of directing a lucrative government training contract to a private company that promised him $500,000 annual salary plus stock options after retirement. Prosecutors say the bribery scheme happened over a two-year period from 2020 to 2022 when Burke was the head of naval operations in Europe and Africa. Burke has not entered a plea.
One.
How's this different than what everybody else does? How's this different than what Lloyd Austin does with Honeywell? How is this any different? I mean, I guess you could, it all depends on how you word it, or is it a wink and a nod? But all these people that float in and out of government, that's what they do all the time, which, by the way, I'm perfectly fine with him being arrested for bribery. I'm just saying, how is it not all bribery? When this is what happens all the time between, again, this is fascism, the merging of corporatism and governance. But these people, they while they work for the private corporations, they secure government contracts. So then they get a government job. And while they're part of the government, they're securing private contracts. But while they're securing those private contracts, they're being promised a government, a private job, what they call a parachute out of government. So in other words, you're part of the Navy and you're like, you know what? What is that noise?
That's
is that the thing? Okay. There's a thing making a noise behind me. But anyway, so again, it's just like this. If you're part of the DOD, Department of Defense, and you secure a contract for Honeywell, and then Honeywell winks and nods at you and says, we're going to put you on the board when you're done. Is that not the same bribery as what this guy did?
Yep.
The admiral accused of directing lucrative government training contract to a private company that promised him a $500,000 a year job. How's that any different than what everybody else is doing? This is how our government is run, sadly. What should be the rules? You shouldn't be able to merge corporatism and governance, which is fascism. You shouldn't be able to, as a congressman or woman, be over or be able to invest in the area that you're governing. But here it is. This is every day this goes on. But for some reason, they decided to arrest this guy. But this is the way it always is. When they're in the government, they're securing contracts for private companies that they end up working for. So you're telling me that they don't know while they're securing that contract for that company that they're going to end up with a multi-million dollar job afterwards? Is that not the same exact bribery as Admiral Robert Burke? All right, 1025. That's good. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Rumble Rants, Nude Monk, $20. Tammy L. Margriter, $10. Love you guys so much. Stick around. I mean it tonight. I really do honestly mean it. It's a very short post game, but it's awesome. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. See you then. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them 5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8. 16 and 17, joint heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.